Success, great song, What You Need. And What You Need this morning here on Weekdays with Mike. You need some good advice from our regular guest, Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. Good morning, Craig.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Are you ready to give us... I feel like you've just got a wealth of knowledge to share with us today.
Listen, 21st century, we're here. We're preparing our kids for the future.
Yes.
We're preparing them for jobs that haven't even been created yet. Can you believe that?
We do talk about this quite a bit. It's a bit too interesting getting your head around that thought, isn't it?
It is, and as teachers, we're always adapting. We're always thinking, how do we do it better? And one of the things with 21st century thinking is this idea of creativity. And we often think creativity is being arty and being kind of out there.
Yep.
But the World Economic Forum has said that one of the most important skills for workers in the future, number three now, is creativity.
Really?
And if we see creativity as like, here's the problems in a world, let's find some divergent and creative ways of solving them and doing it differently. I was just thinking about, I don't know if you've been into Northbridge, but there's that square there, the piazza, and they've got this garden coming down the wall.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So thinking differently about how we do cities, how we do life, and often it takes not just critical thinking, which is an important skill, but actually creativity, bringing those skills together, a really important thing to teach our kids.
Is that a difficult one to teach?
It is, and I think that we think creativity means art. And craft.
That's where my mind goes. Yeah, absolutely, with art.
I think sometimes creativity, as we know, is like trying, overcoming problems, setbacks, and finding different ways of solving problems and coming up with solutions. And what it might look like is we just did a straw bridge project where they had to build bridges out of straws and tape. They had to price it up. And for some of them, it was really frustrating. It was the idea of working together, but it was also about solving, and it was also about finding creative ways. And I said to them, there's a missing link here, and it is triangles. And some of them are going, what do you mean triangles? Building a bridge that could hold 500, half a kilo of weight.
And had to
span a big weight. And a lot of them are just thinking, I'll just tape lots of straws together, and the whole thing just collapsed. But if it's triangles, it all of a sudden structurally it holds a different weight. And some of them it goes off and they build it. One of them built a bridge that was 30 centimeter span that held 2 kilos.
Wow.
But three or four of the groups, the whole bridges
keep... Out of straws.
Out of straws. Yeah. But some of them actually collapsed and they kept putting more tape around it thinking that'll fix it. But creativity is about finding different ways to solve problems, using collaboration, using critical thinking, having a bit of fun, throwing ideas around. And I think it can be a fun thing rather than just an arty thing.
So good, Craig. We'll take a break. Love to know, what do you think is the most important skill that people will need in the future? There's no right or wrong answer here, Craig, is there?
No, no.
Love to know what people think. Give us a call, 9313-0985, and you'll be in the draw to win the double pass to the show. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College is in the studio. We're started talking about creativity. It must be a tricky one to teach. But we were asking the question, what do you think is the most important skill people will need in the future? Good morning, Brenda from Kelmscott.
Hi.
Hello, Brenda. What do you think will be the most important skill people will need going forward?
I was thinking of... Virtual play.
Great.
Any thoughts on that, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son actually went to a virtual reality expo on the weekend.
Ah.
And Perth is one of the leaders in that field, and they're actually creating 3D. So you can go into a park, a bit like Pokemon Go, and actually embed virtual kind of reality there. So you can be in both with your headsets on, and it's becoming a new ground, and it's going to open up a whole lot of ways of learning and gaming. So, good one, Brenda.
Well done, Brenda. Thanks for calling in. We'll be in touch if you're our winner of the tickets this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
What do you think, Kim? What's the most important skill people will need in the future?
Look, I agree with what you were talking about before. I really do think it is creativity, but not, as you were saying, in the way of necessarily crafts and art, but just being able to bring on board all those forms of inspiration that we get from around us and being able to think outside the box.
That's great, Kim. Really appreciate you calling in this morning. Looks like everyone's agreeing with you this morning, Craig. Good morning, Claire from Ocean Reef. What do you think? What are your thoughts on the most important skill people need in the future?
I'm thinking we're always going to need good communication. Even though technology is taking over the world, we're still going to need good communication and those empathy skills, like dealing with people in need.
Claire, you have you've summed it up. You're actually a good lead into what Craig is going to. We're going to continue on talking about communication.
Great.
Good on you, Claire. Really appreciate you calling in. Claire's just really done the intro for you, right?
Beautiful. Yes. And Claire, that is a key. And I think that communication is bigger than just talking. And we know it's more than just listening. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that surveys of employees and companies are saying that we need to work better at our communication as a company, between staff, just how we do everything. And one of the challenges is that with the more communication, the harder it's getting. So one of the research says that millennials would rather text than make a phone call.
Of course.
And so the whole idea of face-to-face talking, resolving, is becoming a bigger challenge. And it's a skill that we all need to learn, and especially kids need to learn that skill. So really good answer.
Well done, Claire and Kim and also Brenda. Craig, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike. We've been talking about creativity this morning and compassion, Craig, as well, which is a pretty big one, which Claire mentioned as well.
She did. And this whole idea of empathy that she picked up on is really important. And you know, kids can have communication, but if we don't care and acknowledge and show kindness, it can become very self-serving.
Yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
I think that EQ or empathy is becoming a taught skill.
EQ?
EQ.
Is this the latest thing?
It is. It's been around for a while, but let's be honest, the ability to read the room, read someone's emotions, and pick up on where they're at. Because we just launch in, but maybe their mum's really sick. Or maybe they're having a really bad time, but we just think they're a blank canvas and we just start talking at them. And empathy is about showing a connection and then we communicate from that place. And I think it's a really important skill. And in fact, again, it's number 6 in skills needed in the future for companies. So the idea of empathy, understanding others is a really important skill. And I think of Jesus. Jesus acted, everything he did was out of compassion and a love for others. And so if we don't have a genuine sense of compassion, what we're doing then is actually getting people to serve us rather than us serving others.
So good, Craig. And that's did you say that was number 6?
It was number 6.
Wow.
And it's new. So it was never on the top 10, but it's just entered the top 10, which a bit like Countdown. It's it's understood that in our global world, the ability to show compassion and kindness and empathy is a really important skill. And it's something we can teach. And part of that is the whole taking turns. It's listening to others, getting our kids to listen, getting our kids to understand. And with my kids when they were younger, I used to take them to help feed the homeless and sit with the homeless people in the city.
Brilliant.
And they got to say, this is how some people live, but they're people. Let's show kindness to these people and a love. You've got this, but they don't have as much. How can we help them?
Yeah, love that.
So that's something that we can teach our kids as well.
Good morning, Harmony. What do you think is the most important skill people will need in the future? Tell us.
I think we need better emotional skills. Particularly if you're talking about creativity being something that's really important, that doesn't happen without vulnerability and trust. And you don't get those things, particularly in working environments, if people haven't done their own emotional work.
It's a good thought, Harmony. How old are your kids, Harmony?
I have an 8, 6, and 3-year-old.
Wow.
Wow, 8, 6, and 3.
Keep you busy.
2 at school. 1 nearly at school.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, so you got 2 at school and 1 almost at school, hey?
Yes, I do.
Well, Harmony, I've got a double pass to you. Would you like to head off to the show?
I would love to go to the show.
Well, Harmony, congratulations, because you've won a double pass to station sponsor the Perth Royal Show. More chances to win with Drive from 3 p.m. or head to perthroyalshow.com.au to grab entry tickets up to 25% off. No ticket sales at the gate. Good on you, Harmony, and really appreciate also the others giving us a call this morning as well. We spoke to Brenda, Kim, and also Claire, but well done, Harmony. Wins the tickets to the show. Craig, we are out of time once again. It's been really good having you come in. It's a great topic, and we'll continue chatting in a couple of weeks. Oh, before you go,
yes.
What's your tip for the grand final?
Melbourne are going to smash Bulldogs, let's be honest.
Do you reckon they'll do it?
Unless Bulldogs dig deep and find something magical, I think it's going to be Melbourne.
How much by? What do you reckon?
55.
Do you reckon we're going to be singing this? What do you reckon? It's the emblem for me and for I reckon we could be singing that next week. What do you reckon? Yeah, Melbourne, easy.
Not invested because our team's not there, but of Mike, course. I'm going to go for Melbourne, underdogs in one sense.
Good on you, Craig. See you in a couple of weeks.
See ya.